Warm and humid conditions and net drying weather will occur across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the next full week. Most of the significant precipitation will be confined to the northwestern portions of the region, including parts of North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, maybe a portion of Michigan. Areas to the south will still see some shower and thunderstorm activity, but it will be far less frequent and far less significant. Most of those areas from parts of Missouri into Ohio and southern Michigan may end up with a net drying bias, with only a half inch of moisture expected over the next 7 days. The precipitation will continue, though, to favor at least some of the soil moisture across the region. Even though the topsoil will firm up, we will get enough precipitation to help conserve the subsoil moisture, and we'll still have a very good environment for crop development across the region. Now, the warm temperatures, though, will certainly create an environment here for net drying, and we'll likely see many areas from Missouri into Ohio seeing a firming of the soil as we move forward through the full week coming up. And it looks like temperatures will, on a regular basis, be reaching into the 80s and perhaps some lower 90s. That kind of warmth with abundant soil moisture will be ideal for aggressive crop development across a big part of the Midwest. And the end result, of course, will be a very good stand of crop out there for many areas. Some of late-season farming activity, including the spraying of fields as well as the late planting of soybeans, will continue to advance over this period of time, but there will be enough shower and thunderstorm activity in the Northwest to raise some concern about the success of that late-season planting. Now, most of the significant precipitation will be in the northwestern areas, as I mentioned before. The first wave of precipitation coming into that region will likely evolve as we move forward into the morning on Thursday and continuing on into Friday. The precipitation will be focused mostly outside of major crop areas, though, running from parts of North Dakota into northern Minnesota. Southern portions of Canada's prairies will probably be far wetter than the majority of the Midwest. We will look for a second wave of precipitation to move across the Dakotas and into Minnesota as we reach out into Saturday and Sunday. Again, the storms will be most significant on the northern fringes of crop country, but North Dakota and northern Minnesota will again see some significant amounts of moisture. Further to the south in Iowa, it looks like the precipitation bias will not be all that impressive. Net drying will occur there, although there will be still a few showers and thunderstorms that will likely evolve. And the same can be said for Nebraska and Kansas, as well as the rest of that region I mentioned before, from Missouri into Ohio. The temperatures specifically will likely be near to above average over a big part of the next full week. We'll look for high temperatures today and tomorrow, running mostly in the 80s with a few 70s in the Great Lakes region and parts of Ohio. The warmest weather will likely evolve shortly thereafter, with the middle 80s through the lower 90s likely as we move from Friday into Sunday. During that period of time, the warmest weather is going to be in the southwestern one-third of the corn and soybean producing areas, and that's the area that will likely see the greatest amount of firming soil as time moves forward. The overall bottom line, though, is not going to be too bad for the majority of crops because aggressive crop development will occur as long as we still have abundant moisture in the soil, which will be with us throughout this next 10-day period easily. We will expect low temperatures at night to start being a little bit too warm, though, and a close monitoring of that will be warranted. A lot of 60 and lower 70-degree temperatures will occur on a nightly basis as we move forward through this next full week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.